In this first broadcast of the new year, we are going to consider Revelation 1, verse 8. They are words of Jesus. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. This verse of Scripture does not seem to say much about a new year. All it really does is give us a name of Christ. He is Alpha and Omega. But as we stand at the beginning of a new year, the year 2014, we need something to guide us through this year to come. Well, this verse will do that. How? It will serve to give you and me hope in this year to come. And that's really what we need. The word we need to hear as the new year dawns must be a word of hope. And that hope is given us in the name of Christ we receive in this verse. You see, this world in which we live is always changing. Time is like an ever-rolling stream. In this year to come, all of us will become another year older. In this year to come, there will be new events that take place in our lives. In this year, God will choose to take some of His people home to be with Him. Others will be given affliction and sorrow. Some will be given new joy, a reason to laugh and to rejoice. Time always changes things. But there is one thing in our lives that will never change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the one who is, and was, and is to come. And for that reason, our Lord Jesus Christ is that rock to which we will cling again in this year to come for comfort and strength. He will guard through dangers all, will not suffer me to fall. All this is found in a name. What name? Alpha and Omega. This is a name that is unique to the book of Revelation. It is mentioned four times in this book of the Bible, and each time it is Christ Himself that calls Himself by that name. No one else addresses Him by that name. But it is a name that Christ uses to speak of Himself. For that reason, it is a special name. It is a name that Christ sets aside to encourage us. It is this name of Christ then we wish to have on our lips throughout the new year to come, a name we can call upon for our hope and strength. The one who calls Himself Alpha and Omega in our text is none other than Christ. But what is on the foreground regarding Christ is that He is Lord. In other words, the Lord calls Himself Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega, saith the Lord. The risen and ascended Lord, who sits at the right hand of God and rules in the heavens, says, I am Alpha and Omega. That is the truth that stands out here in this verse. Christ is Lord. Now, a Lord is a man having power and authority over others. He is a man of rank and high position. That position of authority over others belongs to that Lord by virtue of hereditary right and or because he has earned that position of honor and power. For that reason, one who is a Lord exercises leadership and exercises great power, and those under him must render him honor, service, and obedience. As we enter into the year 2014, it is encouraging to know that Christ is such a Lord. In fact, He is the Lord. There is no one higher in power and rank, no one of higher authority and honor than Christ. He is the sovereign Lord who rules over all. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For those who believe in this Lord, there is nothing more encouraging in this year to come than to know just exactly that. Christ's rank and position is His by hereditary right. He is the very Son of God, and by virtue of His divinity alone, Christ rules. But Christ also earned this position and power on the cross, where He defeated His enemies and ours. There, He overcame sin and death. He conquered Satan. He did battle against the wicked world, and He overcame. Because of what Christ has accomplished on the cross, God has given Him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Christ sits at God's right hand right now in heaven and rules over all creatures, great and small, in heaven and on earth. And everyone, everyone is called to render service, obedience, and honor to Him. Christ sits on His throne in heaven right now. He is Lord. And this gives the believer hope for this year to come, because this Lord who sovereignly reigns in the heavens is our Savior. When He went to the cross, He did so on our behalf. He conquered sin, Satan, and the power of the grave for you and for me who are believers. He now sits in heaven and reigns over all things for the church. His rule is for the benefit of His church. That in turn means that whatever may befall you or me or the church in this year to come, it is all in His hands. How often we have to remind ourselves of that, do we not? When life does not always go the way we want it to, then we can quickly blame it on someone or something. And we forget that our Lord is sitting in heaven, directing our lives and that of the church unto His perfect end. So as we stand at the very beginning of a new year, let's remind ourselves of the truth that is before us in this verse. Christ is Lord. There are two virtues mentioned in the verse we consider that characterize our Lord and that also give us great comfort. The first is this: He is Almighty. An earthly lord or king may be powerful and may exert much authority and sway over his people, but there is one thing he is not. He is not Almighty. As mighty as he may seem, his authority and his power can be challenged and taken away by another. How many times that has happened in the kingdoms of men. As much power and ability an earthly ruler may wield, he is never Almighty. Well, the same is not true of our King, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is all-powerful. The heathen may rage, the kings of the earth may set themselves against God and His anointed to break away from their rule. These wicked people of the earth even imagine a vain thing, which is that they have successfully broken away from the sovereign rule of Christ over them. But they have not. They have not because they cannot. The unbelieving world around us has come to believe that it has set its own course in this world. In the year before us, man will go his merry way, and he will increase in his wickedness. We will be appalled once again as we observe what great lengths man will develop in his immorality in this year to come. The wicked will increase in their wickedness. They will mock Christ. They will do what is right in their own eyes, all because of their foolish imagination. They think Christ does not see from His throne in heaven. They think they are in control and not Christ. But Christ reigns, dear believer. He even now in His power and might directs the nations and the peoples of this earth. Does Christ even direct them in their way of foolishness and sin? Oh yes, He does. All in order that the world might become ripe for judgment. All of these things take place in order that Christ might bring about His second coming. Behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him some day. Every man will give account to this Lord of heaven and earth. In the year 2014, we need not fear the wicked. Though he is loud and boastful, and though he is filled with rage against God, our Lord is Almighty. He reigns over the wicked man with a rod of iron and will dash him in pieces. There is one other virtue that gives the child of God great comfort in this year to come. Christ is unchangeable in His might. The Lord is He which is and was and is to come, Almighty. That means that Christ is ever the same. There is great comfort in that for us, you know. When we look back across the year that now has disappeared, there are so many things that happened to us and our loved ones. There has been so much development of sin in this world. The world increases in sin so rapidly. To look to another year really can be frightening. What will become of me? And what will become of my children and my brothers and sisters? What will become of the fellow members of the church in this year to come? It is frightening when we really sit back and think about it. Everything is constantly changing. What curveball am I going to get thrown at me in this year to come? What will I or my family have to endure? The future is unknown and so uncertain. But there is one thing we can be sure of in this year to come. Jesus is and was and is to come the same. He is the same in His great love toward us. That love never changes. God has chosen us in Christ from eternity, and we have been saved in Him. Christ is not going to turn away from that love for us. Neither will Christ allow His chosen people to walk away from Him. We are held in His almighty hand. He loves us, and He will love us in this year to come too. And remember, beloved saint, Christ is and was and is to come almighty too. That means His power and authority over all things will never diminish. He will direct all the affairs of 2014 for our good and our salvation. When we see the frightening events of our lives unfold in this year to come, we look at them by faith and not by sight. Not one event of our lives or in this world will slip by Christ and His rule. He has them under His control. Even when life seems so chaotic, even when all the events of our lives seem to swirl around us, Christ is there. He holds these events of our lives in His hand, and they take place with perfect rhyme and reason. Christ never changes in all these things. He loves us, and He controls all things always and ever the same. It is for this reason He gives us His name. I am Alpha and Omega. That name gives us all the reason to be filled with hope in this year to come. Christ is Alpha and Omega. These two words are the names of the two letters of the Greek alphabet. Alpha is comparable to our A, and Omega is comparable to our Z. In other words, these two Greek letters are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet, just like our A and Z are in the English alphabet. By using these two letters of the Greek alphabet as a name, Christ in essence is saying this of Himself: I am the first and the last. This is further explained by Him in our text when He attaches to this name the words, the beginning and the ending. Since we have already found out that Christ the Lord is the Alpha and Omega, it is left to us to find the meaning of this name, therefore. What message is Christ conveying to us this new year when He says to us, I am Alpha and Omega? And what assurance can we derive from this name in this year to come? There are several different ideas expressed in Scripture itself that ought to be applied to the thought given us in this name of Christ. The first is this: Christ is God. Christ is divine. This means then that Christ is first, just as God is first. God is from eternity and to all eternity. We read of this in John 1, verses 1 and 2. Christ was with God and is God in the beginning of all things. And since all things are to God, that is, they find their end in God and His glory, so also is this true of Christ according to His divinity. God is not only first but last, so is Christ. That then the Scriptures ascribe to Christ. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist, and to Him are all things. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, according to His Godhead. That truth, first of all, is found in that name. But There are two other truths concerning Christ that the Scriptures present that are really on the foreground in this verse, too. The first of these truths is this. Christ is the first and the last in the counsel or plan of God. Before time began in eternity, God in His plan willed or decreed Christ as the firstborn among many brethren. Christ is first. He's the beginning of all things. All things in history, therefore, center in Christ. He was the reason all things were created. He was the reason we were chosen as God's elect people. He is first in the eternal plan of God with respect to our salvation. And that is why Christ has the preeminence. He's the firstborn of the church. What practical significance does that have for you and me in the year 2014? This. Never, never will God view His people apart from Jesus Christ in this year to come. God has chosen us in Him. God has saved us in Him. We are His always and ever. That we need to know when we sin in this year to come, too. I know our sins at times can overwhelm us in our struggle against them. When we are called to examine ourselves and find so much sin in us, we're apt to say, I cannot be a child of God. But we are. Christ is first and we are in Him. When the troubles of this life threaten to take away our joy and happiness, when circumstances of life threaten to rob us of our contentment and peace of heart, we must remember this. Just as this day is the first of the year, so also is Christ first. And just as this year will end some 365 days later, so Christ is the end of it all. All things are for Christ, and if we be Christ's, then all things are for us too. But that brings us to the second and final idea expressed in this name. Christ is the beginning of our salvation, and He is the end of that salvation, too. And it is really this idea that stares us in the face in this passage of God's Word. Christ came in His first advent to bring us salvation. He has accomplished this on the cross and in His resurrection. He began the work of salvation at that time. And at the end of time, in His return, Christ will bring that salvation to its perfect end. He is the beginning of our salvation, and He is the ending of it. And He is everything in between, too. He that has begun a good work in us will be faithful to complete that work, too. Which means, once again, that Christ will preserve us in this year to come. His promise to you and me is sure. He is coming. And He carries with Him the final work of the salvation of the church. When He comes, He will dispel all night for us and usher us into that kingdom where God and the Lamb are the light of it. And the light that shall shine will be the perfection of that kingdom. All sin will be gone, and all our enemies will be destroyed. It will be a kingdom of peace and true joy and happiness. That kingdom is coming, people of God. It is coming again in 2014. Christ, even now, is establishing His kingdom all over this world in the hearts of His elect people. And that kingdom will be brought to its completion soon enough. And that is what gives us the hope necessary to carry on again in this year to come. Our King, our Lord, is coming. He is directing everything that is taking place in our lives and in the church and in the world for that end. He did that in this year gone by, and He will do it in the year to come. He's the first of this year, and He's the end of this year. He is in the beginning of time, and He will be here at the very end of time, when the years will cease to exist for us. But we must look for Him. And we must look for Him with hope. Hope is a patient waiting for and longing after something that is yet to come. That is what characterizes us as we look for Christ's return. We must be anxious and yet patient. That is what motivates you and me in our homes and families in this year to come. That is what must give us the zeal to carry on in the work of the church in this year to come. That is what must motivate us in our individual lives in this year. We may not wallow in our troubles. We may not look at life and become downcast about it. We must be zealous. Christ is coming. But reason for joy in this year to come. We may not say, "Oh Lord, just take me out of this old world. I want to go to heaven." Christ places you and me in this world for a reason. We may not. It is wrong for us to sit and mope in this year to come and be miserable. That is not why God has you and me born into this world, to sit about and say how much we do not want to be here. We must rejoice in this year to come. We must approach this year positively with zeal. Christ is coming, and I represent His cause and His kingdom in this world. He is the beginning of this year, and He is the end of it, and He is everything in this year between. He will preserve my going out and my coming in. Praise His name. The hope that is mine gives me incentive to live and be fruitful in God's kingdom. God, give us that hope in this year to come. Christ is our King. Onward, Christian soldiers. Onward into this new year to come. We fight against all evil. We stand for the right. And when Christ comes again, we will be found standing in faithfulness to Him. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are thankful for this word of hope and encouragement in this new year. And we pray that we might look for that coming of Jesus Christ, when He will bring our salvation to its perfect end. And just as we stand at the outset, the beginning of this year, give us hope for the end. And may we dedicate all that we do in this year to come also in the service of Thy name. Forgive us of our weaknesses and our failures. Bless us and strengthen us for this year to come. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.